to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland State made a hire today. Women's basketball coaching job has been filled. It's Carly Burris, formerly UNLV assistant coach. And you may know her from her time playing at the University of Portland, where she played for 4 years. I know it's unthinkable. College players stayed in one place for 4 years, but Carly did it. Coach Burris is joining us now. Congratulations on the job.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Where are you now? Are you at the Final Four like everybody else?
You know what? I was supposed to go to the Final Four. I was a part of that Next Generation Institute for aspiring head coaches. But instead of making it, since I got offered the day I was supposed to fly out, I decided just to kind of stay put, get my bearings, and start getting to work.
I like it. Yeah. You know, instead of going to be part of the, hey, next generation of head coach, you are a head coach. You spent some time in Portland at the University of Portland. What do you remember of that time?
Sure. I mean, I don't want to age myself here, but it was, 20 years ago, I was a freshman in college at the University of Portland. You know, being an Arizona native, I had all the sunshine and came up to the rain, but I truly fell in love with the city of Portland. It was just such a fun time to be here. Obviously, when you're on the Bluff, you're a little siloed up there. So we always, you know, it was a special trip to come down to the city and get into the neighborhood. So I'm super excited to actually be in the park blocks and be down there where all the action is happening.
You've got the Viking Pavilion. I think it's a great venue. I think there's some advantages to that in the Big Sky. How do you maximize that as a coach?
Absolutely. I mean, the head men's coach, Jace Coburn, has done a phenomenal job. They did such a great, you know, job this year, and especially at home. I think they won all but one home game. They lost one non-conference game, and so, you know, they just speak to that being such a home court advantage. And my college career actually ended in the other arena, gym, in the WNIT. So it was really cool. I hadn't been back and seen Viking Pavilion, and when I saw it earlier this week, I was just blown away about how interesting, cool of a venue it is. So we're gonna steal from the men a little bit, and you know, we want to put out a really good product out there, an exciting product, and hopefully we can get people in the stands.
Let's go back to University of Portland. You're there 2005 to 2009. You got a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology. Were you thinking coaching then?
You know, I really was. I grew up a coach's kid. My dad coached, my sister and I coached me in basketball and in softball and just really any sport I played. So, and my dad is great and was incredible, but always as a coach's kid, they're a little hard on you. And so from a young age, I just realized you had to coach people differently. Not everyone is one size fits all. And so, yeah, I think from a young age, I kind of knew that coaching and teaching was my passion.
I've got three daughters. Amen to that. Like you got to find what connects with each kid. You know, you've worked at a number of places. You know, Cal State Fullerton, Northern Arizona, UNLV, Utah State. And you pick up things at every place. But does that prepare you for today's world of basketball? It feels like NIL is all that matters to some of these kids.
Sure. And I mean, I think it does. And, you know, had a lot of those questions on the interview, just going from UNLV, you know, in the Mountain West and then back to the Big Sky. But I truly feel like everywhere I've been, kind of like you said, has prepared me for this, you know, adventure. Coaching at NAU for 5 years as my first, you know, assistant coaching gig was a lot of fun. I had to learn a lot in a short period of time, which I was really grateful for. Our head coach, Sue Darling, at the time she was so organized, so on top of kind of the day-to-day aspects of what it meant to run a program. So learned a ton through her, learned the Big Sky, and obviously the Big Sky has changed a little bit. North Dakota was still in the league at the time. You know, Southern Utah was our travel partner, but some of the same coaches are still in the league from when I started in 2012. Obviously, you know, Binford at Montana State has done an incredible job. Seton's still at Idaho State. So just some really good coaches in the league, but with some new faces too. So excited about the opportunity.
How does recruiting work in this job in today's era? So you get the job, it's announced officially today, you're doing an interview. Like, how soon do you start talking to players or prospective players to try, or maybe even try to retain the roster?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I didn't really speak to your NIL question, but, you know, we were having to do that at UNLV and, you know, being top 25 last year, winning the conference, we put ourselves in a position to, you know, we're competing against those recruits who are also getting recruited by Power Four. So, you know, it's a little bit of a different situation, I think, to hear, but I think a place we want to get to, if I'm being honest. So, you know, just having familiarity with the league and what the rest of the Big Sky is doing. I do think some players are getting paid, but I don't think it's across the board. So I feel really fortunate to walk into this position where we have 9 returners and then the previous staff signed 4 freshmen who are actually really talented. And so, as of now, they're all staying. So that's 13 on the roster right now, which makes my job easy from a roster retention plan. But then also it gives me the opportunity with 2 scholarships available to kind of go in that portal and kind of nitpick what I think will help our team be successful. But to your point, I do think we still can recruit without having to pay a ton. But, you know, that is the name of the game now. And my job as a head coach is to fundraise. And we have so many amazing businesses, obviously Nike being one of them, but this city just really wraps its arms around women's sports, women's basketball in particular. You know, talking about my experience at Portland, I was there with the Megan Rapinos and when they won the 2005 national championship, and those were our football games. So I know what it's like to support women's sports, and I do think we can get the city behind this program.
Carly Burris is our guest. She's the new head women's basketball coach at Portland State. I got to know what your parents thought. Were they your first phone call? They had to be up there.
they were a close second, actually. You know, I called my previous boss, Lindy LaRocque. You know, I can't say enough about her, just in terms of what she's done from a leader, from a mentorship, and just kind of how she's set the tone and the standard for really what it takes to run a program. I've learned so much from her. It was an amazing experience at UNLV. So, you know, obviously just wanted to get her blessing because I owe a lot of my career to her. So super grateful for her.
The president at Portland State, Ann Gudd, she's been on the show a number of times. She's a firecracker, and she seems to get sports. You got to make sure she stays. That's part of your job. But, you know, have you had a chance yet to talk with her?
Unfortunately, I have not. I believe she was out of the country, but I'm gearing to, you know, to connect with her, and I've just heard so much about her from the athletic director, Matt Billings, and their relationship, and just obviously she was a collegiate athlete and knows what it takes to get this done, and I think she's just really investing into our department. So I'm super excited to be able to work with her, and just looking at her resume and all she's published, she's just such an accomplished woman. So excited to just be in her vicinity.
You know a little bit about the area high school scene. Can you recruit local kids? Can you get local kids to come to Portland State? Is that part of it? Or can you afford to be that, I guess, focused? Do you need to, how wide do you, a net do you need to cast?
You know what? I do think that we can recruit locally. And a lot of these players, you know, sometimes go and play in the WCC, but go down to those Southern California schools just to have something different. But I do think, you know, we have incoming freshmen from Camas just up there in, you know, Camas, Washington. Another one from Gladstone. Our returning leading scorer is from, where is she from? I think she's from Silverton. So, you know, we can go around to these small towns and kind of get those diamonds in the rough. And, I feel like I've kind of had a niche for that when I was at NAU, finding kind of the under-recruited players, and we've been able to develop and turn into really quality players for a 4-year career.
Could Carly Burris, the player, have played for Carly, the coach?
You know what? I do think that I know that I could, if I'm being honest. I think I coach in the way a lot of times that I would want to be coached. And so at times that can be interesting because I'm a really passionate coach. I care so much. I have so much empathy. And so when, you know, started with talking about if I always wanted to coach, I do think you have to coach everyone differently. So me being super hard on someone or yelling at them or being in their face, that's not really my style. You're going to know when I'm upset with you. I have a really high standard. Working hard is a non-negotiable. You just have to bring great energy and effort every single day. So I without a doubt know that I could play for myself because I would be my biggest cheerleader, and that's what I'm going to do for every single player on our roster is bring out that confidence that they have in them and just, you know, let them be them and play free.
How do you put a staff together? Because now that's, to me, that would be part of the fun, but also would be, you know, you've got a lot of things going on, but there are some jobs you need to fill. Do you go into the job knowing who you would ideally want on your staff, or is this now a, okay, now who do I want?
I went into the job with you know, my number one picks, my first, you know, first round draft pick of some a staff that I wanted to put together. And I'm hoping that that all comes to fruition. And sometimes you got to make adjustments, which will be fine if we have to do that. But I went into the job, you know, asking for more money. Just this is full transparency in that assistant coach's salary pool. I'm not worried about myself. I know that, you know, that is the least of my concern. I want to hire really quality people who know what they're doing, but are really going to care about these student athletes. And that was just a priority to me, because I've learned that consistency, within a coaching staff just kind of sets the bar super high. And that continuity of staff has been major. I mean, you look at Gonzaga, Lisa's had the same staff for 10 years. And when Kelly was there before her, they had the same staff. I could go down the list. Obviously, at UNLV, the past 4 years, our staff didn't change for 4 years, and we had a tremendous amount of success. So I think those players, you know, once you kind of create that trust and that bond and consistency, it's super important. So from a staffing perspective, I'm going to get really high-quality people in here, and I want them to stay.
It's interesting to me because, you know, I don't think championships happen on accident, and I think you've been places that won championships. And so I'm curious to see what you can recreate as you try to build your own program at Portland State. And I know you'll look back. The odd thing is we both know you're going to look back on this 2 decades from now and you're going to know more. So the question is, like, how much can you draw on maybe the UNLV experience and what you learned there right away?
Sure. I think I, again, can just learn a lot. On Wednesday when, you know, had my on campus and was meeting with the players, just talking about a mindset shift. And I truly think that's what it is. I was a graduate assistant for Joan Bombassini, who I grew up watching, Hall of Fame coach when she was at Arizona, but I was her GA at Seattle U. So, you know, a young graduate assistant wondering how this woman has won 700 plus games. And then, you know, however many years later, being on Lindy's staff, first year, you know, first time head coach, but the standard just remains the same. They always know what the goal in mind is, and it's a mindset, and it never kind of swerves. So, you know, again, meeting with the players, we were in there, we were locked in, our mindset shifted just from that moment, and you could tell that they were locked in and ready to go.
Well, congratulations to you. Eager to see what you do with this thing, and I'll be in touch because I think it'll be a lot of fun to see kind of how you grow it and how you build it. Carly, congrats.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and I hope we talk again soon.
Yep, you bet. There she goes, the new women's basketball coach at Portland State. Got a kid that can play. They're probably looking for some players. And I like that they hired somebody who knows the city a little bit, time at Portland, time coaching at Barlow High School, I believe it was. You know, I think she spent a year there, but 4 years at UP, not coming completely cold to the job, but that is not an easy job. It is a high wire act in high winds at Portland State, so we shall see how she gets it done. Why don't you leave it here? What's on tap this weekend? I'll tell you coming up, and I have more to say.